Thank you, folks. This morning, again, I want us to look at life. You've heard me say many, many times when speaking of this body that it is a vehicle that God gives us for travel while traveling across planet Earth. And then one day he says he's going to be changing. And we have a spiritual body, we have a physical body, and we will have a glorified body. The glorified body is the same type of body that Christ got when after the resurrection, when he was glorified. Now, we're going to be given that body. But in the meantime, you have a body that God has given you. And when God speaks of the body that we have, he calls it a body of clay. We're just a pile of mud that's been hardened. A body of clay. From the dust of the earth, God made man. God decided that mankind was going to sojourn down on planet Earth for a set period of time set by him. Everyone different. Everyone individual. And that during that time, he was going to give purpose and meaning to a body of hardened clay, which is our physical bodies. And so therefore, he breathed life into that body of clay, and man became a living being, a living soul. God animated a glob of clay. Did you know that when you die that your body's going to turn back to dust? You hear it said all the time. Well, you are. You are dust. We are clay molded in the image of God, life breathed into us by God himself for a purpose. Okay, what's my purpose? I haven't the slightest idea. You will spend a lifetime dealing with that question in your mind. What's the purpose of me walking around here on planet Earth? And I truly believe that one day, we, each one of us, will see exactly what our purpose was. And I guarantee you this, our purpose will have been another who, another person. Our purpose is one another. And God said, I want you to love properly. I want you to love the way I love. That's loving the unlovable. Larry Pete, you got to love you. Have you all ever really given yourself a good talking to and figured out how hard you are to love yourself? Yes, you are lovable. You get a good talking to and you're looking. And God says, I love you just like you are. So therefore, if God loves me just like I am, how come I have problems loving me like I am? It's the human nature. I'm molded into clay. The real me is stuck in this clay body for only a short period of time, and that's a blessing. The short period of time is a blessing. That God allows us to be restricted by the human condition. Not going to be so pretty soon for any of us. Those restrictions are going to be unchained. Those restrictions are going to be lifted. And we will have total spiritual freedom to serve and worship God throughout creation. How big is creation? I don't have any idea. It's so big, there can be no distance placed on it. It's so great and grandiose, there's no time associated with it. It's created by God. So God looks at us and he puts us here and we find out something real quick. Life is difficult, so often unmanageable, especially when you're trying to manage somebody else's life. But God said, I want you to know something. It's how much I love you. Now, God does not do makeovers. Listen to me. The makeovers, when you get up and get in front of the mirror and you take that brown stuff that looks like dirt and you rub it on you, and you know, you take the red stuff that looks like something and you put it on you, and the pink stuff, and all, you know, that's the coloration. When my hair would start getting real gray, I didn't have any trouble. You go right down to the store and get you some of that stuff, color it any color you wanted. Now, that's a makeover. But God says, I got one for you. I am around to remake you. A remake. And he said, I want you to understand, you're going to be remade by your maker. Not a makeover, because it washes off. But remake. That means if I lose something, if I lose an arm, God will remold my spirit to compensate for the loss. You get me? I'll remake you. I will remold you. So God lets us know, first of all, I am your maker. Why would God create us? Let's stand together and read. Why would God make us to begin with? John 3:16, together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. God makes us. Now, I'm going to use the Message version today, because I was teaching a class with this scripture, and it just really spoke to me when I was teaching that class. And I want you to hear this in the Message. Psalm 95, verses 6 through 7. So come, let us worship. Bow before him on your knees, before God who made us. Oh yes, he's our God, and we're the people he pastors, the flock he feeds. Drop everything and listen. Listen as he speaks. When God is speaking to you, I do not care what you're doing, drop it. I don't care who you're looking after. I don't care what the project is you're involved with. When God speaks, drop it. For God is our maker. And when God speaks, we need to listen. Because you see, when God speaks to us, he guarantees, I'm not going to do any harm to you. All that I'm getting ready to do is going to be good for you and good for all those around you. All those who come in contact with you, I will bless them. So listen, he says, pay attention. God is your maker. God makes us. The storms of life break us. Oh, those storms can become so raging. A hurricane at 175 miles per hour is nothing compared to the storm of life. Here we are caught up into the misery of life. The pain of living. Are you getting me on this? The pain of living. But God said, I'm watching. I'm your maker. I pay attention to each clay vessel I make. One's not more important than the other, because you were made by the hand of God. Each one. Jesus even let us know, my Father loves you just like he loves me. That's love. So he says, pay attention. When the storms of life surround you, they will break you. Before David, the poet, David, the giant slayer, David, the full human kid. You know, you realize, remember he was only anywhere between the age of 13 and 16 when he slew the giants. That's one tough kid. How could he do that? He was created by God in God's image for that purpose. Therefore, he trusted God. Oh, you read that story, you'll see how aggravated he got listening to the Philistines. But he stood up, and for 10 years, because he did what was right, he had to hide because King Saul had put everybody out to find him and kill him. He was hiding in caves, around rocks, anywhere he could. 10 solid years. And he cries out from that storm of life that was raging all around him in 2 Samuel 22, verses 12 and 13. In this storm that had surrounded him, he says this: God, he here, wrapped himself in a trench coat of black rain cloud darkness. God did. God wrapped himself. He came down in the midst of this giant storm, wrapped in that trench coat of black rain cloud darkness. But his cloud brightness, God's, his cloud brightness burst through a grand comet of fireworks. Can't you see him coming in? He's wrapped around like a disguise to the blackness of the storm. God comes down right into our lives of the storms of life. And then he burst open. The brightness of his cloud shows through all the rest. The lightning storm starts from within. You don't mess with one of God's boys. You don't put down one of God's girls and hide them and cloak them in a vicious storm, because God's coming to get them. And King David, to be, he witnessed this. But you got to listen to the cry of David. Listen to this. 2 Samuel 22, 17 through 20. But me, he caught. Oh, listen. He came cloud down, burst through, lightning flashing. But David said, but me, he caught. Can't you picture? Reached all the way from sky to sea. He pulled me out of that storm that was dragging him down, of that ocean of hate. Hate is vicious. That enemy chaos, the void in which I was drowning. Whatever it is, they hit me when I was down. But God stuck by me. David's proud, isn't he? But God stuck by me. Now listen, he stood me up on a wide open field. I stood there saved, surprised to be loved. Well, why would David be surprised? Because he was a scoundrel. He was a renegade. David was rough and tumble. And he was messed up in so many different ways. But it just so happened they messed with God's mess. And God doesn't put up with that. So God comes down. What do you see here from David? David is admitting his faults. I realize there I was. I stood there saved, surprised to be loved. But I'm loved, David said. I'm loved by God. And when I'm loved by God, there's no power that can supersede that. That's a love that surrounds you. That's a love that'll call the lightning to come down from heaven. That's a love that surrounds you with the arms of Almighty God. And God said, I'm going to make this glob of clay all over again. Hey, Jeremiah, I want you to go down to the potter's shop. I want to give you a sermon to preach, a message to give and proclaim to the people. Watch the potter. Jeremiah the prophet goes down, and as he goes down to the potter shop, you know, I can just picture him. Now, these prophets were roughnecks also. I can just picture him going down. I'm going to look through the window. Now, you got to remember, rough and tough Jeremiah, the prophet, he wants me to go to a pottery class. Think of it. Men, we're going to go check out the guy making pots. Yay, Lord, that's so exciting. But then he gets there and he starts looking, because he is looking at what God wanted him to see. It was a message for Jeremiah, a message for King David. Is a message for all the prophets and a message for you and me. Pay attention, he says, because when the storms of life break you, God remakes you. He doesn't just paint over you. Listen to what he does. Jeremiah 18, verses 4 through 6. Whenever the pot that the potter was working on turned out badly, now listen, as sometimes happens, as a Jim would intend something to be done for right and it turned out bad. You ever do that? Was working on, turned out badly, as sometimes happens when you are working with clay. We're clay. And sometimes we just turn out bad. Well, now people want to throw us in a garbage heap. God said, give me that boy. I'm going to remake him. But I'm not going to use any other clay. I'm going to use the clay that made him to begin with. Listen to it. Sometimes happen when you are working with clay, the potter would simply start over and use the same clay to make another pot. All right, so I lose something here with cancer and all that garbage. Big deal. As I told you before, must not have needed it. Seem to be doing just fine. God then will remake me to move and not to sit down and moan and groan about what I've lost, but what he is doing in your life. He says, I'm going to make those dark clouds shine from glory. I'm turning the light on. It's going to be my lightning that's going to strike. And I'm going to use you. Oh, just give up on me, Lord. I get so sick of hearing people whine about that. Look, folks, I'm alive today, and I'm excited about leaving any second now. I'm excited. And I'm more excited about this. You didn't get rid of me. You're coming pretty quick yourself, and we're going to get to be back together again. Now, take that and like it or lump it. That's the way it is. We are going to be together through eternity, through the love of Almighty God. He said, I made you. I made you a promise also. Whoever calls on the name of my son will be saved. Death no longer has power. I am the creator, so listen. He would simply start over and use the same clay to make another pot. You know, sometimes we got to be broken before we can turn around and look and see the blessings that we really have. Have you found that in life? The older a lot of us get, the more times we see that. During our most broken times, we can look back now and see God's work. But you can always see God's promise. Won't be long. We'll all be together. Then God's message came to me. Jeremiah, God love you. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. You know why he wept? Because nobody was listening to him. 25, 26 years of preaching, not one convert. That's sort of depressing, folks, for anyone delivering the word of God. But he wept for those who wouldn't believe and wouldn't accept the blessing of God, from God. Then he's looking, he said, ah, then God's message came to me. Whew. It's hard for us to catch on sometimes. It really is. It's really difficult for us to catch on. But men, it takes a little while, but sooner or later we get it. If a wife doesn't tell us before, sooner or later it just soaks in. It did with Jeremiah. He said this, can I do just as the potter does, people of Israel? This is God asking the question. God's decree, he says, watch this potter. In the same way that this potter works his clay, I work on you, people of Israel. What are you talking about, the Jews? If you are a Christian, a born-again believer, you are Jewish, folks. Good gracious, catch it. I stand for Israel. I stand for my Savior. Jesus Christ, whether you know it or not, was Jewish. And he was not blonde hair, blue-eyed. Therefore, I'm adopted into the body of Christ, the family of God. And God's promise to me and to you is this. It can't get that bad in your life that I won't remake you. You might be a pile of mud before you're formed in my hands. But I want you to know, you're my mud, you're my clay, and when you break, I am going to remake you. But Lord, what if my spirit breaks? I am going to remake you. I will let you see the hurt that was in your life that brought such stress. I will let you see the blessings that I have in store. But you know what he said? Jeremiah, you got to go look through the window of the potter's house. You got to read. You have to study. I gave you a book, a guideline for life. Read it. Read it. More than that, believe it. And you believe every word of it. Don't you start taking out. Don't you change one jot or one tittle. Not at all. Don't you dare do that. No, the Lord said, so let it be written, so let it be done. That's a paraphrase, but it's a fact. God saw to it that you and I, why? I keep telling you, and I will continue till the day God pulls me out of the pulpit. You and I are of all people that have ever been created most blessed. Those who are in the church age. And you're in it. Started 2,000 years ago. We received that special touch from God. God told all the prophets that day was coming. It got here. Jesus then tells everybody, I'm coming back. He's coming. You getting it? And he said, but during this period of time, this generation started 20 or 2,000 years ago. This generation, during this time, my spirit will be poured out into mankind. I will indwell man. I won't just come and go. I've come to stay. As in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God would come in and go out of the prophets. Not so. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, I will come, I will sup with you, I will indwell you, and I will never ever leave nor forsake you. A promise, you count on it. I'm but clay. You're but a clay vessel. You know, clay breaks easy, except you're not just normal clay. You're clay that God has adopted into His family. Your clay is stronger than any other that's ever existed. And God says, any remaking needing done to you, Randy, don't you worry. Larry Pete ain't going to do it. I'll remake you. You trust God because He loves you. And when you're loved by God, this is one mess of clay that just, excuse me, ain't sweating it. I got it made. I'm waiting for the supper time. I've seen the blessing to come. I'm excited. So turn me loose and let me proclaim the truth. For day has come. Night has passed away. The power of Almighty God has descended upon us. His Holy Spirit is indwelling us. His mighty power has encircled us. And His love for you and me can never, ever be shaken. You're made in the image He wants you to be made in. Thank God, for you are powerfully, wonderfully, and the Scripture says, marvelously made. Woo! How special you want to be, because it don't get any more special than that.